This week, Derek and I drove out into the country for a walk. We were driving home, relaxed and tired, having had an ice cream, I think, chatting together, when we suddenly realised we were not on the route we thought we were on. We'd been following a road called the A24, but somehow we'd got ourselves onto the wrong road, and we didn't even know how or where we'd gone wrong. The A24 is a nice, wide, dual carriageway, and we had just followed the traffic. Everyone seemed to be going the same way. We thought we knew what we were doing. We were lulled into a false sense of security. As we backtracked several junctions, we eventually found the problem. The A24 at one point becomes a turnoff onto a narrower, single carriageway road, and we had completely missed it. I think that's a bit what this sort of short, almost pithy comment by Jesus is about. It's easy to drift through life, following everyone else, not looking at the signs and assuming we will end up where we want to go. But Jesus warns us in these verses that you can't drift into a life with God. Small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, he says, and only a few find it. These verses are worth hearing in the contemporary version of the Bible called the Message. Don't look for shortcuts to God. The market is flooded with easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. Don't fall for that stuff, even though crowds of people do. The way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires total attention. When I first read that, it didn't seem quite like what Jesus was saying, but the more I thought about it, the more it resonated. Don't look for shortcuts to God. Don't try and find easy formulas that you can just sort of practice in your spare time. So what does drifting through life look like? Going along with what other people do? Not rocking the boat? Taking on board society attitudes without questioning them, and doing what suits you best without really thinking about others. I guess it's about living for yourself. But you know, I think we can drift even as Christians. Perhaps we don't pray quite as often as we once did. Maybe we've got lazy with our Bible readings. Or we have heard so many sermons, we don't truthfully expect God to speak to us in a new and living way. It's easy to think we need something, we need to buy something, because all our friends have it or do it, without actually thinking about it very hard. And sometimes we get worn down by our sin and start to convince ourselves that God doesn't really notice or mind that much when we ignore his commands. I wonder if you are drifting a bit right now. By contrast, as the Message puts it, the way to God requires vigorous and total attention. It demands focus and discipline. It will involve looking out for the interests of others, often at the expense of your own comfort. It may mean standing up against the crowd and at times having to endure suffering. It means being ruthless about sin and keeping short accounts with God. It's a daily choice, a moment by moment decision to walk the narrow way. When you hear it put like that, you may feel, is it sort of worth it? Is it even possible? We're going to look again at some words of Jesus, but this time from John chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Jesus says this, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Jesus is telling us here that he himself is the gate. Yes, the gate is small and the path is narrow, but we don't have to find the motivation or stamina to do this in our own strength. Jesus himself provides the entry. And as we come to him in all our need and accept his sacrifice on the cross, he provides through his Spirit all the strength and the motivation that we need. In fact, if we try and live the life of a Christian by ourselves, we will stumble and fall and often find ourselves on the wrong road. As Christians, we're faced with choices every day, and we have an enemy who longs to push us off the narrow path to follow the flow. The challenge of these verses in the Sermon on the Mount is to bring each day, every moment, to Jesus. Ask him to show you the way. Look to him for grace and help, and he will never let you down. In fact, as these verses promise, he won't just let you down, he will lead you to a joy-filled life. Let's look at the verses again. "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." This road, this small gate and narrow road, it leads to life. And that's not just life with Jesus when we die, but it's a fulfilled and rich life here, in this moment, in this place. To go back to John 10 again, Jesus said, "He had come that we may have life and have it to the full." So the path may seem narrow and at times so difficult, but the joy of following Jesus, of knowing his utterly unconditional love, of knowing there is no condemnation, that we're a child, a son, a daughter of the King, that can give us life in all its fullness, right here, right now.